All right, so there you have it. I want to really thank Kyle and his family, and thanks, of course, to Nkuma Bonner. Thanks to Josh De Silva. Thanks to Dario as well. Of course, he is the liaison man up with the Cricket West Indies there, Bartley. Of course, Zorl Bartley's father would have been a former West Indies under 19 captain, and he did a wonderful job in ensuring that we were able to package this, put it together. It would have been not right, really, to have gotten these guys out of the bed at 4:50 in the morning, so we decided the option was to record it, and I'm sure that you would have enjoyed it. And that little girl, oh my golly, follow your dreams. Wonderful, wonderful indeed. And for me, really, it's been perhaps one of the best interviews I've done in terms of getting a family together. You know, here's it, a performance of the highest order. And yes, you hear from Kyle, but to actually bring the people that means so much to him and his daughter at 7 years old, it really, for me, is one of the highlights of Mason and Guest.
When you are 99, I will play this for you on radio.
Please do. Please
do. 99th birthday.
Yes.
I will remember to play this for
you. Well, you know, that's tomorrow. Thanks to Ken Husbands there as well. All right. Well, you know, we're going to get some reaction, of course. Sir Clive Lloyd is already online. Nice to see Sir Clive. His beard is not as... Well, it's getting a little gray, this Sir Clive. But, of course, you are... How are you, Sir Clive? Nice to see you. Are you okay? Just turn your mic on, Sir Clive. And of course, we got a big gun. A big gun. Sir Clive, are you up and running now? Hello, Sir Clive. Just turn your mic on. All right. Okay. I'm sure that Mike King's mic is on. So as we get to Sir Clive, let's go and talk to Mike King of the Nation. Hello, Michael. How are you, my friend, Michael?
Good evening, young Andrew Mason.
All right. Are you the advocate of the Nation?
Well, I'm very much with the Nation. In fact, I'm just preparing my column to the King of Sats. In fact, the interesting thing about it is that King of Sats not that he's trying to let the cat out of the bag.
Right.
But of course, I will be looking at the performances, the performance of Kyle Mears in my King of Sats this week. So I'm just here now. Getting all the stats prepared and so on, so for this Friday's column.
Right. So basically, you're going to be.
It said unmute and I gave.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Yes, Sir Clive, we're here.
You come and see if you
we're hearing you loud and clear now, Sir Clive. Yes. So we're going to come to you now. Of course, I was saying, Michael, before we come back to you, you're going to be advocating to the Nation. All right. Let's go and talk to, we got Fazeer Muhammad online as well.
And the big cat.
The big cat, of course, is with us. Hello, Sir Clive, how are you? Sir Clive? All right, we're going to try and get him on very soon. Sir Clive, how are you? All right, okay. While Sir Clive gets that little problem.
Yes, we're not getting the big cat.
No, we're not getting the big cat. I think we're getting the little kitten now. Fazeer, you're not a kitten, are you? Of course. You host a big show there in Trinidad and Tobago, the number one show across the world. Hello, Fazeer. Yeah, how are you, my friend? And your reaction to this wonderful performance by the West Indies?
Well, while we wait for the big cat to arrive, I should say meow, meow. a little kitten by comparison. But I suppose appropriately, I'm speaking to you from Black Rock, not Black Rock, Barbados, but Black Rock, Tobago.
Oh, really?
And I could understand the tremendous celebration that's happening in Barbados. I'm just listening to a bit of that interview and the family and so on. I could understand you being emotional, Andrew, because clearly you would have had a very close connection with Kyle and to see what he's been able to achieve and how much it would have meant. And I'm waiting to hear from Sir Clive as well, because remember when he did that letter, that open letter to the West Indies team, and then we saw what happened in the one days. Well, everyone said, well, to hell with that letter, basically, because it didn't seem to make any difference. And now you hear from the players how much it would have meant to them going into the test series. So it just goes to show that amid all the talk about the legends of the game being too critical and so on, I think there needs to be created a bridge between those outstanding former players, whether we call them legends or whatever we call them, and the current players, because you can understand the sense of hurt mm-hmm. by former players when they see the standards dropping, but maybe it needs to be represented in a way that there can be that bridge of understanding and appreciation of the challenges of the current players and what the former players are seeing in front of them. And I think that could help to heal the wounds, which are quite obvious based on that interview you had with Jason Mulder last week.
Mm-hmm. Just before we go to Sir Clive, Michael, how do you rate the innings?
Well, you've got to rate it, really. Bangladesh may be like weights in world of cricket, but the series, the important, it was made in Bangladesh in their conditions. In fourth innings, you know, I've had several columns on fourth innings performances. Mm-hmm. You've got a rare fourth innings performances and a double century debutant. I mean, there's so many things that were against Kyle mm-hmm. and to, of course, a young Nkrumah Bonner. You've got a rare massive performance. It's one of the greatest wins in West Indies history. I mean, 59-3 mm-hmm. to come and pull it off, massive. Of course, one I will say is that I didn't quite agree with is the West Indies, of course, having debutants about 3, 4, and 5. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was the smartest thing to do. But we won. It came off well, and Amir's played the innings of a lifetime. It was tremendous. I watched every ball, of course, on Willow Extra. I enjoyed it. I couldn't move really from my TV screen.
Mm-hmm. Sir Clive, your reaction to this wonderful victory?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear, Sir Clive.
Yeah, Andrew, listen, this was excellent. The point is that, you know, the way the guys played, it was, I think, probably one of the best games ever.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it, we lost 10 players.
Yeah.
We have 5 million people
mm-hmm.
of all, you know, from all walks of life. So we're really choosing from a very small cadre of cricketers. And, you know, a guy who's never played a test match
mm-hmm.
can bat like that. He didn't make 50. He didn't make 100. He didn't make 150. He made a double 100.
Mm-hmm.
And still batting. Mm-hmm. This has got to be something that we must be very proud of. Because
yeah.
people must realize whenever the West Indies lose, we lose too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we have done in the past, since the past, we want these guys now to take up the mantle.
Mm-hmm.
We pass the baton on to you. The point is that, you know, we have to now harness the talent that we have there. We have to make sure that these guys stay together, that they don't want to be running off to other places. I'm sure that we would like every cricketer to do well monetarily. But we have to harness this talent, and we must find sponsors to keep these guys together, get them to sign contracts, so that the captain will know from tour to tour,
mm-hmm.
you know, what side he has and how he can work with them and lead them properly.
Mm-hmm.
This is Andrew, I really can't explain to you how wonderful this is. Mm-hmm. I've been involved in West Indies cricket for over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the first letter I've sent to them.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a letter to them when they played against England. I did an article on there saying that this is the dawn of a new era.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to you, Andy. I hope, yes. Andrew, I hope you got it.
Yes, yes, I got it. I sent it to Fazir, too.
The point is that this is not the first letter.
Mm-hmm.
This is my way of trying to tell the players, I'm behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I know that a lot of people didn't give them a chance. I've seen the you know, in that chat, the chat show saying that the chat that you have, cricket mm-hmm. chat.
Yes.
And everybody said, oh, Bangladesh is going to beat us. Nobody gave us a price.
Mm.
And I'm so glad that, you know, that we look like we now get in the making of a good side. Mm-hmm. With a couple of injections of a couple of players, I think we can be on the rise, really.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Fazir, how do you rate the innings of Kyle and the test match? Sir Clive is saying it's one of the best that you would have ever seen. How do you rate it, Fazir?
Yeah. When you put all that into the mix, debutant, fourth innings, Yes, Bangladesh, but they've been far more competitive in their own conditions. It would have to rank among the very best. And I've been looking at our greatest test match victories over these many years. And this one would rank pretty highly because when you look at it, it's so important to put context into it. Because I believe our greatest test match victory was the one-run win over Australia in 1992-93, which allowed us to stay alive in the Frank Worrall Trophy Series and then go on to win the final test match of that series. You've got 1950, where the West Indies lost the first test by 202 runs and then rebounded to win by 326 runs for their first ever test victory in England. And that was at Lord's, of all places. So there are many important wins along the way. Brian Lara with that Kensington Oval performance, winning by one wicket, chasing 313 against Australia. So this one, there are a number of caveats attached to it. Bangladesh are lowly ranked in international cricket as well. They miss Shakib Al Hassan. There were a number of issues tied into that. But again, you still can't take anything away. The fact is, me included, I said West Indies were going to lose this test series 2-0. Mm-hmm. The same way I said, we were going to lose in New Zealand 2-0. That we were going to lose to England in England, but we started by winning the first test match. And it's not about being negative. It's about being pragmatic based on what you're seeing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anyone, even the most diehard supporter of Kyle Mayers, would have said hand on heart, today Kyle Mayers is going to score a double hundred and win the test match for the West Indies. But it happened. And that is the remarkable thing about it. And I think it speaks to the belief of the young man, mm-hmm. the belief with the team, with Nkrumah Bonner playing his role. You think of Bonner's role, you think of Lara and Chanderpaul, similar types of roles played. One is the sheet anchor, one the aggressor. Then you've got the support from the others. You've got Joshua De Silva, who you interviewed as well, featuring in a 99-run partnership in the first innings, featuring in a century partnership in the second innings. And that's what it's all about. And I think this will rank among our greatest test match victories. And of course, Kyle's innings will rank among the greatest ever in the context of which it was played. But as he himself would have noted in that interview, the next match starts at 0-0. So you've got to put all of that aside and focus on the next challenge.
Michael, your reaction?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't think I'm nearly as articulate as Fazer. Fazer said it so well. I don't know how much I can really add after that, really. It was an unbelievable performance. But you know, I mean, for a rookie, he's 28 years old. But we should have started to see the signs in the last 2 years from Mayers. Mayers, I remember last year his performances for Barbados in the regional tournament. Mm-hmm. He seems to have come of age and is stepped up a massive gear. I mean, at the regional level, I remember, I think it was the opening game of the season last year at the Arnoldsville Stadium in St. Vincent. We were 36-5, and I think we ended up at 233 all out. Mayers scored 106.
Right.
He and the guy, Jamel Awarkan, had a big stand. He had a tremendous season, 654 runs.
Right.
Mayers has seeming just to has kicked the gear, and his cricket, it was an unbelievable performance. I got to say that with Fazer, I'm not going to hide. I had the West Indies be badly beaten, you know. So it really, no. I'm going. You know, I am brutally honest.
Yes.
And I was of the view the West Indies be badly beaten in two test matches, in both test matches. Mm. And I was even telling people I don't believe that one of the matches will go the fifth day. So in this context, you've got to rate the performance highly of Mayers. Mm. Mayers has defied all logic, all odds, and given us one of our most amazing victories. It's a tremendous performance. Tremendous.
Indeed. All right.
In fact, I was just noting that in fact, he's only the second Barbadian left-hander to score a test double. And, of course, you know who is, of course, the first.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's broken a lot of records. Of course, the name of the game is consistency. Mayers has got to show that, of course, he's been saying he's not a one-hit wonder. And he's got to now show that he can produce consistent performances. The West Indies, of course, has got to do that as well. But one thing to certain, it has been a giant step for us. because nobody really expected the West Indies. 59-3, starting the day with two men in their first test match to score 395.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing performance.
Yes. All right. We're joined by Leon Johnson now, who some people reckon should very well be in Bangladesh. But he's in Antigua. Just before we come to him and go back to Sir Clive, and of course Dr. Ford is there listening and making notes of his contribution of his very good friend there, Mike King. The press conference is on. The Prime Minister having a press conference. We know that we are struggling with COVID. That's going to be recorded and played on Voice of Barbados just around 8:30. So yes, you can hear that recorded press conference around 8:30 on our station here. Leon Johnson, you must be quite a happy man, given the performance against, of course, Barbados. But before we get there, talk about the performance in Bangladesh. Hello to you, Leon. Nice to see you.
Very good evening, Andrew. Mm-hmm. Good evening to all your guests as well.
Yes.
Yeah, good evening, I assume
you're speaking about just concluded test match.
Yes, yes, in Bangladesh, yes. Uh-huh. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, look, to be honest, I followed the fifth day keenly, although it was very late here. We didn't have a game the next day or practice. We had practice way into the afternoon, but I followed the game of an up. I followed the game, like, kept getting the alerts on the phone. I would be honest, I didn't see us chasing 395 for victory. As mm-hmm. far as you say, take everything into context. Bangladesh are a very good side at home. They've beaten England at home. They've beaten Australia at home as well. So, batting on the fifth day to score 340 odd runs, it was incredible. All right, I know we've had many great players in the past, okay, and we've had a lot of good fourth innings chases. Lars 153 at Kensington. We've had it before 18 to win.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but as you take everything into context, I think that's right up there. Even it even trumps those performances. And as the speaker spoke before, following mayors over the last year in regional cricket, he's always pulled Barbados out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He's always pulled them out of trouble when he scored runs. So I think, you know, obviously batting under pressure is nothing new to him, or scoring runs under pressure is not new to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously I'm happy for him, happy for the team as well, because obviously a lot of guys refuse to go to Bangladesh for COVID reason, but you know, obviously those guys have the hunger and desire to go and represent West Indies, and we see it, you know, once you have the hunger and desire, you pull off the improbable.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I know Faz has got to go now. So, Clive, just before you come in, Fazir has got to go. Fazir, of course, you got a final comment or two. Fazir?
Just quickly, because I know the other guys have some very important contributions
sure.
they want to make. I would just urge Kyle Mayers, who's obviously a student of his game, he comes from a cricketing family, Shirley Clark and so on, everyone else. All he needs to be mindful of, check the records of those who would have scored hundreds on test debut in the recent past for the West Indies. Dwayne Smith, Kirk Edwards, Adrian Barrett, where are they now?
Mm-hmm.
For example, Shea Hope, he was our famous match winner at Headingley 2017 against England. And he needs to break that mold.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to show that this performance is not a flash in the pan. Look at those who've scored double hundreds on debut. Their names don't stand up automatically. Brendan Kurupo, Matthew Sinclair, Jacques Rudolph. Those names don't stand up automatically as greats of the game, which tells us that sometimes the weight of expectation can overcome you. And he needs to break that mold.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything else, Kyle Mayers needs to show that he and this team, they are not just one-hit wonders. I really wish them all the best. It's going to be a tough challenge for that second test match beginning Wednesday night our time,
mm-hmm.
because you know Bangladesh are going to come hard. And let's wait and see. Because, again, it's very important for the West Indies to show that they can carry it on and not just simply be performing once every series and so on. So I wish them all the best. And gentlemen, have a good evening, and, right. And I'm sure the listeners will look forward to your comments.
Thank you very much indeed, Fazer. Always a pleasure to have you on Mason and Guest. Sir Clive, you would have heard from Fazer. Does Kyle remind you of anyone, Sir Clive, in his batting?
No, I think he's got that sort of... he has got a little bit of Gale in him. But
he has a bit of Gale in him, okay.
Those two guys, Bonner and himself, right? He's a good striker of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that he would be able to put things together. It's obvious that, you know, he's worked very hard at his game.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he's done what he has done, it's up to himself and coach and the other players to carry on what they've done. They can't lose the series. The only thing that will probably, that the word that I think that is something that creeps up on is complacency.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get complacent. And think that this can happen, you know. Just they just play cricket, the normal game that they were playing. I like the way the guy Bonner plays. He wears the bowlers down. He doesn't give his wicket away, you know. And it's obvious that they have something there. Cricket, as I said in the last thing you had there, I said cricket is an examination, and it examines every part of your game,
mm-hmm.
and that they came out on top in that test match. It examined every part of their game, and they came through. They batted intelligently, professionally. They were very skillful. They showed character. It had all the ingredients of us continuing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at all the other. There are a lot of other players who've done extremely well, made 100 in the debut. I think George Headley did it. So we've had some great people that have done well in that vein. So we have to congratulate these young men,
mm-hmm.
and I impress on the board and all those who are in charge to make sure that these guys stick with our cricket. We can't afford to lose, another three guys like that. Because I know the IPL fella is going to come running, yes. And it's going to be very difficult
yes.
for them to say no,
mm-hmm.
right? And the Big Bash and all these, you know, they have a lot of T20 games in which they will be able to make money. But the point is, the other countries seem to be able to harness their talent. They go to these places, but whenever cricket is being played,
mm-hmm.
they're back there.
Mm-hmm.
And let's hope that these young men that we are grooming and we've worked hard with,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they've now come to fruition. Let's hope that they can stay so that whoever the captain will have, you know, people to call on. Because if you lose players, again, it's like digging a hole to fill a hole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Doc?